As we know, there are many powerful countries in the world. One group includes the seven major advanced economies of Canada, France, Germany, Italy, Japan, the United Kingdom, and the United States. Since 2014, the European Union has also been added to this group, now known as G8. None of these countries currently have made any territorial claims in the Spratly Islands. However, it might be interesting to ask the question, in the national laws of these G8 members, are there any specifications regarding the territorial boundaries of any of the above-mentioned six claimants? If so, it might be possible for the executive and/or legislative branch officials of the other claimant countries, or even of nearby Asian member countries, to file a formal legal complaint with the G8 member government involved. As a result of the First Sino-Japanese War, there was an 1895 treaty in which Qing China ceded Taiwan to Japan. The Qing dynasty ended in the early 1900s and was followed by the Republic of China, which was founded in 1912. After the US military dropped two atom bombs on the Japanese cities of Hiroshima and Nagasaki in early August 1945, the Japanese emperor agreed to surrender. International law states that military occupation does not transfer sovereignty. Not surprisingly, after the end of the hostilities in 1945, many US government officials went on record as stating that Taiwan continued to be Japanese territory until a formal peace settlement could be made. In other words, the presence of the ROC in Taiwan was simply that of custodian. Then, effective April 28, 1952, Japan renounced all right, title, and claim to Taiwan in the San Francisco Peace Treaty, signed by 48 nations. However, no receiving country was specified for this renunciation or cession of Taiwan. Nevertheless, the treaty did specify the jurisdiction of a U.S. federal agency, the United States Military Government, USMG, over Taiwan. That type of USMG jurisdiction was very similar, in many respects, to the situation in the Ryukyu Island chain, which includes Okinawa. The so-called national flag, national emblem, national anthem, etc., of the Republic of China are not recognized as belonging to a sovereign nation. Taiwan is not independent. A 1959 court case in Washington, D.C. found that Taiwan was not part of the national territory of the Republic of China, even though it was under the jurisdiction of the ROC. Moreover, the Republic of China is not regarded as a state or a government. A petition. Based on the overview of the San Francisco Peace Treaty, the Taiwan Relations Act, and recent history, the following conclusions and principles regarding the position of Taiwan under U.S. law have been reached.